Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about why it can be important to say no to good things so that you can say yes to great relationships.
American businessman John D. Rockefeller said this. He said, "Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great." And that's really what we're going to be hitting on in today's show. As we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show, we bring you our hug, a little bit of love from you, our listeners, sharing how One Extraordinary Marriage has impacted you. And this week's hug is brought to you by Thrive 90 Fitness Program. They say, give us 30 minutes and we will give you a sexy body you'll love to share with your spouse. It's time to take your life back, look and feel fantastic, and be the spouse and parent you and your family deserve. Thrive 90 Fitness was designed specifically to take you by the hand and lead you to the best shape of your life while keeping your family first, guaranteed. And you can learn more about the Thrive 90 Fitness program at www.thrive90.com/go-inside. So the email that we received here, this actually was attached to a Love You Guys picture. So it went up on the Love You Guys wall. And for those of you that haven't sent your picture, and we've got about 50 of them up there, you can send your picture to info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com and just put Love You Guys pic in the subject line. And this hug says, "Hey guys, hugs to all you do for marriages worldwide. My beautiful now fiance and I just got engaged to be wed this coming Valentine's Day. I've been listening for about a year and now I've turned her onto the podcast, which we now listen together religiously every week. I am so completely blessed to be engaged to the person I love and care for more than anyone in the world. We look forward to the long and we know sometimes bumpy road together. We listened to episode 193, Divorce is Off the Table, and agree with that sentiment and vow to work together along with God to get it through any storms we may face. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your ministry." You are so welcome. Yeah. And thank you for investing in your marriage before you've even gotten married.
Yeah.
We love it when we hear from dating and engaged couples that they've incorporated One Extraordinary Marriage as part of their relationship before the I do.
Yeah. Even tonight, I mean, we went to church and one of the guys on the worship team, and I'm talking to him and he's like, "Hey, I've been listening to your podcast," and I had known that he and his now fiance, you know, had gone engaged, and he's just like, "You know, we're getting married in 3 months, so I'm just listening and I'm just loving it." And it's cool. It really is to hear from you guys who are out there, who are single, who are dating, who are engaged to get married, to go, "You know what? We're not going to just sit by the wayside and see what happens, and maybe, you know, when good things are going good, we'll just be on the high. But when the tough times come, we're going to just split." No, you're in it right now. You're learning. You're hearing. You probably are even talking to your soon-to-be spouse, boyfriend or girlfriend, and discussing these things.
Well, sure. One of the things I just want to say specifically to this couple is the fact that you've had the conversation. That you listened to 193, Divorce is Off the Table, and you've had that conversation puts you so far ahead on that thing called marriage, on this thing called marriage, because most couples don't have that conversation before they get married.
And for those of you who are listening, who are married and haven't listened to episode 193, Divorce is Off the Table, this is a good time to go and listen to it. Uh-huh. Because if you haven't had that conversation with your spouse and you're sort of sitting there going, "Well, if something does come around and you know, would we get a divorce? Would we stick it out? What would we do? We talk all about that in that show. And I really do believe that it will ease your mind so you're not stressing over, will he leave? Will she leave? Now you're on the same page together and you can go, you know what? Neither of us are leaving. Neither of us are going. We're sticking and we're going to work on this together. So go check out that episode. It's 193.
So let's jump into this whole idea of good versus great.
Yeah.
Because for those of you that are listening to the show, as soon as it's released, this is early 2015. The One Extraordinary Marriage podcast is now 5 years old. So happy anniversary. And thank you for all of you that have made it what it is today.
Yeah.
You know, podcast thank you. Literally heard around the world, hundreds of thousands of downloads since it's, well, over a million downloads.
Oh,
since its
well
inception.
Well over a million, honey.
Well.
At least it doesn't keep track of the stats. We do, we've done well over that.
Well over a million. We're a couple million downloads. Okay. Well, you know what? It's just because I love you all. And so it's like, it's not all about the numbers. It's about who you are.
Right.
Fortunately, I've got Tony to keep track of all of that stuff. And I am getting better. But that's not what today's show is about.
No.
No. But we're in this season. You know, January is typically a time where people reflect on what they want, where they've been, where they're going. It's, you know, that whole clean slate, new year. And they look at the last year and say, okay, what worked, what didn't, what am I doing, what am I not doing, that type of thing. And, you know, over and over and over and over again, and Tony and I have even said this ourselves, that you know, people want their relationships to take priority. I mean, that shows up in virtually every email that we get, in every coaching consultation that I do. You know, it's how do I make my relationship a priority? How do I, you know, shift things in my marriage? How do I do this? And Tony and I have been there where we're like, how do we get our marriage back on track? Right. And, you know, the problem that we face, the problem that you guys face is that there are so many things that are competing for your time, your attention, and your energy. And it can be hard to know what to focus on and what to let go or what to put off to the side for a season. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love that quote from John D. Rockefeller where he says, you know, sometimes you have to let go of the good to go for the great. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to talk about today because you guys do so many good things. You know, you're involved with volunteer organizations. You're involved with your church. You're coaching Cub Scouts. You're, you know, helping out with the neighbors. You're, you know, all of these things are good. And yet at the end of the day, when it comes time for date night, when it comes time to cuddle up on the couch, when it comes time to do all these things, guess what?
Initiate sex.
You're tired.
Hint.
Okay. Do you want to bring that up?
Nope. I'm just saying hint.
Okay. As an aside, let me bring this up because Tony obviously is feeling a little frustrated. So my days to initiate, as everybody knows, are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Except for that one season where we did flip it around and they were Monday,
you'll
Tuesday,
hear that,
and Wednesday.
Those are, yeah. And that didn't work. So
no,
well
it was
for us.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and it just screwed it up.
It was all
up,
confusing. So. Anyway, so last week, December 31st was a Wednesday. January 1st was a Thursday. So we go to bed on the 1st. Was it the 1st or the 31st?
Yes, the 1st.
The 1st. Okay, now, just as an aside, my cycle is usually pretty regular, about between 24 and 26 days. However, last month, it went 32 days. And I'm like, sweet, 32 days. Here we go.
And this is due, we think, to her surgery and just hormones and everything. So
I thought I had a few extra days. And so I went to bed Wednesday night and we didn't have sex. I went to bed Thursday night and I was just exhausted because we'd had our polar bear plunge and done all this kind of, and I was just really, really tired. And I thought, yeah. Well, surely I've got one more day. I wasn't exhibiting any symptoms. Sure enough, Friday morning, I wake up. Hello, it's time for Elisa's period. And so Tony's a little frustrated because I didn't jump on my first 2 days because I thought I still had one more day. Complete aside in today's topic, that's why Tony would like you to initiate, would like me to initiate.
But this is how we go from good to great, right? I mean, we jump right on those. We in this aside from what Elise and I are talking about, we go good from great when we can jump on opportunities with our spouse that present themselves.
Okay. Can I back up to December 30th?
Yes.
Okay. So on December 30th, Alex was spending all day with his youth group.
Mm-hmm.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, one of Abby's friends says, "Hey, can Abby come over and play?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Sure, but we don't have to pick up Alex till 7. Can I just come pick up Abby at 7 too?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Yes." And so I send you a text or I call you and say, "Hey, we have no kids until 7.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made an impromptu date night out of that.
Right.
Okay. So I just want you to know, like, I'm not totally dropping the ball here.
No. And as you guys know, there are many different facets of marriage. What's that?
Facets.
There are some words that I just mess up. And you guys know that
facets
over these years.
Facets.
Yeah. So but there are different. There are many different areas of marriage.
Right.
Where we can go from good to great. And that is a prime example that Elisa brings up. Hey, we have time. Let's take advantage of this opportunity. Let's not let it go to waste. Let's get this last date night of the year in. And for Elisa, one of her Christmas gifts to me was the entertainment book. And the whole thing for getting that was for this year ahead, our whole goal is each date will come out of that book somehow or some way.
Right. If it's not an event that we're attending, if it's just a date, then either the activity or the meal or both will come out of the entertainment book. And so for those of you that follow us on Instagram, you follow One Extraordinary Marriage on Instagram, all through 2015, you will see hashtag entertainment date night or entertainment book. I forget how you'll see it. But you'll see our dates there. You can always follow us on Instagram at our handle is One Extraordinary Marriage over there.
Mm-hmm.
But can I bring the aside back into good versus
great? Let's bring it back in.
So you're doing all these wonderful things, and they are wonderful. You know.
Thank you.
Yes, Tony, you are doing all these wonderful. Wow, he's in rare form today, guys. Rare form. He's missed you. It's only been 1 week since we've done a podcast, and he has missed you so much that he's raring to go. You're doing all these great things, right? You're busy. Everybody's busy. Welcome to the busy world. I mean, we should be the United States of busy America, because that's really kind of how we operate. And yet we're so focused on things, right? Things being the activities we're involved in, things being the stuff that we want or the stuff that we have that is taking our time. And by that, I mean, you know, the toys. Maybe you have some big toys that you like to play with or you like to accumulate. Maybe your things are electronic in nature, i.e. you sit in front of Facebook or Pinterest or ESPN or
gamers or just
video, you know, gamers. And
I can raise my hand. I mean, Alex has an Xbox here, and no kidding, he and I can get into Madden and boom, all of a sudden
Super Bowl,
an hour
over and over,
2 hours are gone again. You know, so
there are all these things that are keeping you guys and us from great relationships. In and of themselves, these things are not bad. I will not tell you that playing video games is bad. I will tell you that playing video games for 6 hours, not so good for your relationship. I will tell you that Pinterest, not bad. Pinterest for 6 hours, not good. Right? So there's got to be a balance here. And you've got to look at the relationships. You've got to look at the person that you've said I do to and really take a long, hard look. Am I giving them the great part of me, or am I just giving them the good?
The leftovers.
I've done it with Tony. I've been so busy in different seasons of our marriage where he's lucky if he gets the crumbs. I mean, we're not even talking leftovers. It's like crumbs.
And all of you know this feeling. It's a feeling of loss. It's a feeling of just loneliness because you're sitting on the sidelines going, hey, we came together however many years ago or months ago saying, I do, to be with you. And now, you know, everything, your hopes and your dreams and all that you thought your marriage was going to be, it's now just sort of crumbling because it's not even good. You know, the time that you're trying to spend together, you don't make it. everything else comes before you guys. And if that's the case, you got to call a timeout on everything.
Well, and here's where I think a lot of people kind of get kind of stumble or get tripped up is the idea that, you know, once you put a ring on each other's fingers and you've said your I do's and you may or may not have changed your last name, you've done all these things, there's this expectation that the other person is just always going to be there, mm-hmm. that they're going to put up with anything because, you know, we're married now. Like, I don't have to work so hard. We're married. They're going to be there. They're going to put, this isn't that big a deal. They'll put up with it. And they will until they don't. And I promise you that if you neglect your spouse long enough for all of these other good things, there will come a day when they look at you and they say, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want your leftovers. I don't want your crumbs. I don't want something else to take priority over me. I didn't get married to be the second place or the third place or the 10th place.
Yeah, and we've been there, haven't we?
Oh, we have.
Yeah, we truly have been there. And even now, there are times when we'll go through this. We'll feel like, wow, everything is just happening in this and this and this. And, you know, we've had to call time out. We've had to say enough. We need to right now take everything that we can off of our calendar and make time for us.
Yep.
And that might mean it's a quick date night for a couple hours. It might mean that we need to find someone to take care of the kids for a weekend and we need to get away for a weekend. You know, we got to reprioritize ourselves. And this happens in life. And, you know, especially as the kids get older.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be in music or sports or other extracurricular activities. I mean, it could be band or plays or whatever it may be. And I've said this time and time again, man, you got to love on those guys. You do. And we do. And yet we got to make sure that we don't put so much into them that we forget the person that we made them with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there's one thing that just irks me more than anything, and this is for Instagram, folks, it irks me so much when I hit somebody's profile and they say proud mommy, proud this, proud that, but proud wife. Or the husband will do the same thing. It's like, you know, number one dad, you know, this, husband to so-and-so. I'm like, oh my gosh, think about your spouse opening up your profile and just reading that. It's like, oh, okay, you know, the kids come before me, the hobbies, all this other stuff, your sports team comes before me, and then you throw me in here. It's probably another show just on social media, but really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because first and foremost, you married your spouse.
Well, and I've called people out on that.
Yeah, I know you have.
I've called them out where I've, you know, looked at your profile, not necessarily on Instagram, but on other forms of social media. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because if I was married to you, I'd be all up in your business about the fact that I am at the end of the list. Yeah. And you're right. That is another show. And that's something that we need to dig into. But
it's just something we're talking about from good to great. So what are the small things you can mm-hmm. do that it doesn't have to be? It doesn't have to be this huge, amazing thing. What are the little things we could be doing to show our spouse that we are willing to go, hey, you know what? Our marriage is good right now,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? We're going to make it great. What are these little shifts we're going to do? And hey, an Instagram profile or a bio or your bio on Facebook or Twitter, whatever, you may not think, oh, it's no big deal, but I'll tell you, I get a lot of couples who will reply each other on different stuff. We'll get that. And I know they're looking at your profiles. They're your spouse.
Well, and here's the other thing. Other people are looking at your profiles.
Yeah.
And so they're looking at where your priorities are. What do you want to represent? Do you want to represent that everything else takes priority over your marriage? Or do you want to say, my marriage is the priority? This relationship, I want to be great.
And right now you may be at a place where you're just like, my goodness, I would never do that because my husband or my wife and I, we're just at opposite ends. Well, I think it's probably time right now to really change that, to get moving away from where you are to where you want to be. And by doing that, again, it's those little things that we do to show our spouse. It's what Elise and I have had to do. You know, we're going 8 years in from when we decided to make a change in our marriage. It's been 8 years and we still stumble and fall and stub our toe and all that jazz, but we become very conscious of certain things and what we're going to do and how we're going to display that for each other. To, you know, I will reply to Elisa every single time on a Facebook post, my beautiful wife, Elisa. I would not have done that many years ago. That is something, even at the top of every show, you hear me say it, my beautiful wife, Elisa, because I want her to know that I think she is beautiful no matter if she's feeling frumpy or she's just not in the mood or she has a headache. She is my beautiful wife, and I'll call her that, and I'll tell her I love her, and I'll call her hot stuff. Guys, these are simple things that you can do for your wife, that you can tell her, hey, babe, I love you. Hey, babe, I don't want our marriage just to be where it is right now. I'm going to make it great. I'm going to take action right now, and I'm going to start doing this. So again, you know, a little thing. Did this, I mean, this just out of nowhere, I just decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to just start doing that. Just going to start doing it because I want it to be a reflection of what I truly believe. And I do believe she's beautiful.
And I love that he says that because there are definitely days when, you know, your husband will tell you that you're beautiful. Your kids will be honest with you. And there are definitely days when Tony's like, you're so beautiful. And the kids will look at me like, are you going to do something before you walk out of the house? Because like, you're not taking me to school looking like that, are you? So the honesty of kids, the love of a husband. The other thing that you can do is you can practice saying no. You know, all of those things that take your energy, and I don't care if it's ESPN, I don't care if it's Pinterest or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or, you know, your scrapbooking or your, you know, running 3-6 days a week or whatever it is. If it is, if all of those things are making you not able to have the relationship that you and your husband or wife desire, then you need to practice saying the word no. And it may be no just for this season. Maybe you've got little kids, and so you've got to pull back on some of these things. We've got a friend who they have 6 children, all under the age of 8. And the husband is a cyclist and has ridden with Tony in the past. And I happened to run into him the other day, and they've got little ones. I think the 3 youngest are 2 and under. I mean, they're just... Just think of 6 boys, 8 and under, right? Craziness, just craziness.
Yeah.
And when I ran into the husband the other day out and about in town, he's like, you know, he goes, I realized that I'm just not going to be able to ride my bike for the next 3 years. Like I need to get to that season. He goes, because I'm out of the house all day. My wife is home with all of these kids, except for the school age ones. He goes, and so when I come home and on the weekends, I need to be there for her. I can't just say, well, you know, honey, I know you've had it rough all week, but I'm going to go ride my bike for 3 hours. And so he's made that sacrifice, right? He's saying no to good things, right? Cycling is good. It's good for his exercise. You know, it's good for all these things because he wants his relationship with his wife to be great. He wants her to know, you know what? I get it. We're in this tough season of lots of little bodies running around our house. You know, we've got a basketball team plus one and, you know, they're just all high energy and this type of thing.
Well, they're not all high energy. The baby is still.
Okay. There is an infant in the mix, but yeah. You've got everybody else is high energy. So yeah, and 5 out of 6.
And I've talked to the same guy as well. And yeah, I mean, because we have written in the past, and he just said, "Hey, you know what, Tony? It's just a season," and I can totally understand and understand that. Hey, there are things that we have to look at because the ultimate goal is that relationship we have with our spouse. And yet, you know, at the same time, there has to be sort of like a timeline. I'd make sure to, if that's you, you know, being okay with your spouse. Maybe you are, you know, you love your sport or your physical activity, whatever it may be. and you do need to get away, mm-hmm. it's totally cool. I mean, we've done it in our own marriage where, you know, my cycling has decreased over certain times of the year because there are things that are going on.
Right.
It's just a way of the game. It's, you know, I wish I could be, you know, riding as much as I used to, but, you know, things happen. And in the relationship I have with Elisa means more to me than sitting on my bike.
And that's what it comes down to. If you want to go from good to great, you have to look at how important that relationship is. You have to learn at what you gain by saying no, not by what you lose. Mm-hmm. Because when the relationship becomes more solid, when you're able to, and I just want to actually throw this out as another strategy that couples can use. They can also, you know, do a calendar look. And what that means is you actually like sit down. This is something that I use with all of my coaching clients. I sit down and I give them a calendar. I've actually got one that breaks things down in half hour increments for like, I don't know, 15 hours out of the day. And you sit down and you map out how you're really spending your time. Because it's been my experience, both personally and with clients, that we think this is how we're spending our time. We think this is how we're investing in the relationship. And then when we really put pen to paper, we see that there's a big gap between reality and our perception. And when you work on making reality and perception come a little bit more in line, then the relationship goes from good because the things aren't taking so much of your time to great because the relationship is. So what do you think some things you can do this week? You can find those opportunities and take advantage of those opportunities to let your spouse know how important they are, to validate them, to thank them for what they do in the home, out of the home, for you, for the marriage, for the family. You can practice saying no to those things that are pulling you away from each other. This week, find one thing, just one thing to say no to. Maybe it's that extra half hour on Facebook. Maybe it's going out with the buddies after work. Find one thing.
You know, it reminds me of Bob Goff's book, Love Does. Every Thursday,
he gives up something.
He just says no to something and says, I'm done. You know, he'll look through whatever's going on. And so basically at the end of the year, he's tossed 52 things out of his way that he just said no to. Mm-hmm. Something to think about. Maybe your day is Monday. Maybe it's Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday, whatever day that is. Maybe for you, you know, for the month of January, you know, once a week, you're going to just go, nope, not doing that. Or you're just, you know, if somebody calls you on that day and says, hey, I need you to do this, this, and this, you're going to say, you know what? Today is Thursday. And on Thursdays, I say no to everything that comes my way. Sorry. You know, it's a change. It's a different mindset. It's taking you out of your comfort zone. It's looking at your marriage and going, God first, my marriage is second. And if your marriage isn't healthy and your marriage isn't strong and you're struggling right now, you need to seek help. You got to go find help. Because what Elisa brought up at the beginning of the show was, you know, we hear it. I thought they'd be around. I thought my spouse would stay. I thought. Now they're out the door. They're gone. They're leaving. They are serving me papers. You know, I can't talk to them anymore. Whatever. So if you're still in it, it's not a time to give up on hope, but it's time to get help. And we'd love to offer you 30 minutes of free consultation with Elisa. You have to go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching and you can sign up. You can pick out a time and nope. It's oneextraordinarymarriage.com/30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can go to coaching to learn more about it, but you can go to 30 minutes and then that's where you can fill it out. But don't wait, because good, sometimes when you're not in a really good place, can go bad instead of going great. And you guys just may need a little tweaking, you know? Hey, we need to just get together where we know we can be good and then we can take it off to the next level. But don't wait, because gosh, it just breaks my heart time and time again when we get those emails and I'm thinking, dude, she's been asking you for 5 years to make change. Dude, you know, your husband has been asking you to do this for 3 years and you decided not to.
You don't have the luxury of time. In your marriage, you don't have the luxury of time. Live as if today is the day to make it great.
Yeah. Yeah. So as we end this show, take off, you know, take off all that's holding you down when it comes to making your marriage great, because you can have that marriage. You can. There's just stuff that's sticking to you that's holding you down right now. So let's start saying no to some of that stuff. Let's make your marriage great. And then you can always pick that stuff back up when you guys are on a firm and solid foundation. So this week, like Elisa said, say no to one thing. Just one thing. And then that way, you can at least look at it and go, you know what? I'm making my marriage a priority. I'm making my spouse a priority this week. Go out there, make it awesome. We love you guys. We love you guys so much. Send in your pictures, info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. We're looking at you right now. So thankful for each and every one of you. Love you guys. Have a great week.